السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأولين والآخرين نبينا محمد خاتم النبيين، وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. الحمد لله. My respected brothers and elders and sisters listening, we only have about 2-3 days left till Ramadan. Most likely Monday night could be our first Taraweeh, and Tuesday could be our first fast. So it's imperative now that we mentally start preparing for Ramadan. We start getting our timetables ready, that when Ramadan comes, how are we going to maximize the benefit? How are we going to take the most benefit from the month of Ramadan? Remember, this month of Ramadan is a very special month. Of course, we hear it again and again, that Ramadan is a special month, Ramadan is a great month, Ramadan is a blessed month, but we don't really understand the greatness of Ramadan. Only in the hereafter will a person be able to tell what sort of treasure chest Allah Ta'ala gives to us in Ramadan, and if we don't take from it, then surely we are deprived, we are wretched. So it's very, very important. That's why the hadith of the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was climbing the pulpit, and then Jibreel alayhi salam was there, and the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, Ameen, Ameen. Ameen, what does Ameen mean? Oh Allah, accept. Ameen, when I say Ameen, oh Allah, accept. That's what Ameen means. When we say Ameen to a dua, if the Imam Sahib is doing dua, and then I say Ameen, or someone is doing dua, and I say Ameen, it means, oh Allah, accept. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And afterwards, when the Sahaba inquired, Ya Rasulullah, why were you saying this, Ameen, while you were climbing the pulpit, the minbar? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the angel Jibreel alayhi salam presented himself before me, and he made a few du'as. And one of the du'as he made was, Ba'uda, may that person be far from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, who reaches the month of Ramadan, yet does not manage to get themselves forgiven in this month of Ramadan. Does not manage to attain Allah's maghfirah, Allah's forgiveness in this month of Ramadan. Because Allah's generosity is beyond bounds. It's beyond bounds on a normal day-to-day basis. But in Ramadan, if we go into it with the same laziness that unfortunately we have throughout the year when it comes to worship, and worship is like a burden for us, it's like a task for us. Namaz, it's like, get in there, get out. Everything else will take our time. We want to play a game, we'll take our time. We want to watch something, we'll take our time. We'll prepare for it. Have you got the snacks? Have you got this? Have you got that? After we finish, we'll talk about it for a long time. Did you watch this? Did you see this scene? Did you see that? What did you think of this? What did you think of that? We can contemplate and ponder over the most futile, nonsensical activity for a long time. We play a game of football, we'll get so passionate about it, we can talk about it for hours, how that game went, even though it doesn't mean anything. When it comes to salah, which is the pillar of our deen, our entire religion is based on this salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the difference between a Muslim and a non-Muslim is tarku salah, is leaving the salah. Once you've left the salah, what identity do you have as a Muslim? Unfortunately, many people, I was listening to a great scholar mentioning, have some of this announcement. Oh, yes. Do you want to give it now? So I was listening to a great scholar. He was talking about what we call, what he calls, academically speaking, a cultural Muslim. Unfortunately, most of our Muslims are cultural Muslims. We're brought up in a Muslim household, and so our parents say, you're Muslim, and I go, okay, I'm Muslim. I won't read any salah, I won't do any acts of worship, but I believe in Allah. Do you even know what the Quran says? Oh, I don't know, but I know I'm a Muslim, I have to accept it. Do you even know where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how his life was, and how old he was when he became a prophet, and anything about him? I don't know, but it's okay, I'm still a Muslim. And now this person, when he's faced with any challenge against Islam, they don't know how to answer. The first problem is not having the knowledge of Islam ourselves, not being equipped with an important knowledge about Islam, and secondly, practically not applying Islam. So we just have a label as Muslim, but our lifestyle has nothing to do with Islam, and we know it, we're guilty of it. Unfortunately, majority of our Muslims are like this. So Ramadan should be a change for us. Ramadan should be a time where we take things seriously. Okay, how old am I now? 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old, how many years do I have to live? Have I recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I know who Allah is? I believe in Allah. Who's Allah? How many of us can sit down and talk about Allah the same way we talk about Bill Gates, or the same way we talk about Cristiano Ronaldo, or the same way we talk about, I don't know, Steve Jobs, or any other famous person? We can talk about him 5-10 minutes, and he did this, and he did this, and he was born here, and he went here, and he did that. How long can we talk about Allah? Forget talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the messenger of Allah. How long can we talk about Allah? Who is Allah? If I said to someone, who is Allah? Tell me. Is it God created me? Where's our love, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Ramadan is a turning point, my dear respected brothers and friends and sisters, for myself and for all of us. Can we reevaluate? Can my next year, remember, from one Ramadan to another Ramadan, everything is planned. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يُزَادُ فِيهِ رِزْقُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Inside of Ramadan, a person's rizq and provision is increased. Inside of Ramadan, the plans for the next year are made. The way you behave in Ramadan and the way you worship Allah Ta'ala in Ramadan and the way you maximize the benefit of Ramadan and take as much benefit you can in Ramadan, that's how your next year will be. If your Ramadan is accepted, your next year will be accepted. If your Ramadan goes in a way where Allah is happy with you in Ramadan, your next year will be the same. Your next year, 365 days. But if you waste your Ramadan in futility, doing the same things we normally do, absolute waste of time, where salah for us is like a burden, every act of worship is like a burden, masjid is like a prison, like, you know, we only enter it if we have to, or if somebody comes behind us with a stick, then if this is our case, and if this is our attribute, and this is how we are, then unfortunately our Ramadan is going to be wasted, and our next year is going to be wasted. So we need to maximize the benefit of Ramadan. Inshallah, we'll be talking more about how to utilize the month of Ramadan as we go into this blessed month. Allah Ta'ala give us all the correct understanding. So there's a few announcements to make. First of all, tonight we have a program about the fiqh of Ramadan, the fiqh of fasting. So all the essential rulings about fasting. Many of us, we don't know the masail, the basic rulings of fasting. So many times we break our fast, so many times, you know, our fasts aren't done because we don't know the essential rulings. Okay, so therefore we're going to have a very important workshop, a presentation on the rulings of fasting, the masail of fasting. Please try and attend that, inshallah. It will take place in the masjid. It will be on Zoom as well. There's a poster, I think, on the TV screen, on the screen outside. So please participate in that. Secondly, as the announcement was made in the first Jama'at as well, from next week there will only be one congregation, one Jum'ah Salah congregation, one Jama'at for Jum'ah Salah, and that which will be at 1:45. So there won't be two Jama'ats anymore. So please come early for 1:45. Taraweeh Salah, there will also be one congregation at the times. You can get the whole of the timetable outside. Again, with social distancing, I can see some brothers without their musallas, all of this. Please, please, it's not for you may be very careless, mashallah, you may be very pahlawan and brave and courageous and not scared of anything, but please, for the sake of the masjid, because if anybody comes to inspect, of course they will, police are always roaming around this area checking to see if everything's you know, according to order. So if you are careless and then we don't say anything to you or we don't do anything about it, of course it's a problem for the masjid. So please, please take these things seriously. Come with your musalla, come with your mask. That's all we ask, inshallah. Secondly, alhamdulillah, the masjid has set up eMasjid Live, which is a online platform. Everyone can download it on their phone. So eMasjid is an app, eMasjid Live. And on that you have many masajid which are registered with it. Amongst them is our masjid now, Masjid Hamza. So you can make that masjid your favorite and you can put notifications on for that masjid. So any program we have in our masjid will automatically come on your phone as a notification and you can listen to it. And alhamdulillah, the audio quality and everything is very clear, is very good. Secondly, if you wanted to donate to the masjid, and this is especially for the sisters at home, if they wish to donate to the masjid, they can donate via that app. There's a donate button, you click that button, and you can donate, contribute towards the expenses of the masjid, which increase, as you know, in the month of Ramadan. Secondly, as you can see, there's a kiosk outside, which some people may have noticed, some may not have. So alhamdulillah, from now on, the masjid has set up. It's a bit of an expensive system, but we thought it's definitely worthwhile to go into the next age, that we have contactless payments through which you can donate towards the masjid. So when you come to the masjid, if you don't bring change, which I don't, many of us probably don't, you may have your card, you may have your phone, so you can do a contactless donation as soon as you come in. Very quick and very easy. Swipe your phone, swipe your card, and you can donate towards the expenses of the masjid. Allah Ta'ala accept all of our efforts. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jim, bismillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ayya Salah, hayya al-salah, hayya al-falah, hayya al-falah. Allah.